18-year-old Ramarley Graham was shot and killed by the police a week ago in the Bronx. Officers say they followed Graham into his apartment, believing he had a gun, but a weapon was never found. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports there's been a passionate outcry by the community about the killing, especially because it happened inside the teenager's home.
We want justice! We want justice! We want justice!
24 hours after Ramarley Graham was killed, a candlelight vigil for him on 229th Street in the Wakefield section of the Bronx quickly morphed into a rally.
I'm here because my neighbor got killed by a police officer in his own home.
That's one detail about the shooting that's made Charlotte Buchanan and others particularly upset. Graham was killed in his apartment. Another neighbor, Ainsley Lewis, agrees.
They should have done what they were trained to do. They weren't trained to kick down the house without a warrant, kick down a door, and go inside someone's house and kill them.
Law professor Jim Cohen at Fordham Law School says the location does matter in cases like these. He says it's unclear why the officer didn't stop Graham on the street instead of following him inside and breaking down the door. He says in certain cases, officers in hot pursuit may enter someone's home.
It is not routine at all for the police to invade a home absent legitimate cause. That said, it's also not unheard of. So I think the community has a legitimate fear for their families.
It's not clear how often the police enter a suspect's home without a warrant during an investigation. The NYPD says they thought Graham had a weapon, but only marijuana was recovered from the second floor apartment where he was shot in the presence of his grandmother. At a second protest rally since the shooting in the neighborhood on Monday, Graham's mother, grandmother, and father lead the impassioned crowd to the 47th precinct. Graham's sister, 22-year-old Leona Virgo, balanced on the shoulders of other protesters, tells the crowd the shooting is about their brothers as well.
And it's not just about Molly. It's about all black young men.
Another detail that haunts some of the community about Graham's death is his age. The fact that he didn't make it to his 19th birthday has alarmed many parents, including Justina Piggott. She's protesting for the safety of her own 14-year-old. She says he's been stopped and frisked by the police once already.
My child is very good. No bothering nobody. He was just going to walk to the park to work out with his father. And so I'm just here for my son. If I don't stay here and support, then it could have been my son. It could have been my son.
Lynette Poe also worries for her 5 teenage sons.
Our kids have no justice, none at all. It's unfair, and they should be punished. And I hope it's not going to be shoved under the rug because they're cops.
The NYPD says the killing is being investigated, and the shooting officer and his sergeant have been placed on restricted duty. Ramarley Graham's family say they're still arranging details for his funeral. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.